And this news update is being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe, for your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. A Lapeer man has entered a guilty plea to a felony charge of operating while intoxicated. Richard Vincent Tomasi appeared in circuit court to answer for a June 6 incident in Caseville. Authorities say Tomasi was operating a golf cart on Riverside Drive when he was involved in an accident. Police testing revealed a blood alcohol content of 0.21, nearly three times the legal limit. Tomasi acknowledged two previous drinking and driving convictions from 2005 and 2012. Under the terms of his plea agreement, prosecutors will dismiss a charge of driving with a suspended license. Sentencing is set for October the 5th. Till then, Tomasi remains free on a $6,000 bond. And a Huron County man is headed to sentencing after admitting to multiple probation violations. Edwin Joseph Backus appeared in circuit court facing 27 allegations across several files. Backus admitted to violating court orders by entering a casino and participating in gambling activities. He also failed to make required restitution payments to several victims, including individuals and organizations, totaling significant amounts. Defense attorney Dallas Rooney argued for a lower bond, noting that Backus self-reported the violation to his probation agent and faces health challenges, including a recent cancer diagnosis. The prosecution requested a higher bond, citing the financial burden of elderly victims and the defendant's continued gambling despite court prohibitions. Judge Prill set sentencing for August 31st and ordered a $20,000 cash surety bond. If posted, the defendant must comply with GPS and curfew monitoring. And the Huron County Sheriff's Office is urging motorists to use extra caution at the intersection of Atwater Road and Bad Axe Road, about 3 miles west of Hubley and 6 miles south of Bad Axe. Sheriff Kelly Hansen says traffic through the area has increased because of ongoing construction on M53. Bad Axe Road traffic is required to stop at Atwater Road, but deputies continue to see drivers rolling through or ignoring the stop signs altogether. Several crashes have already been reported at the intersection in recent weeks. While none have been fatal, the crossing has a long history of serious accidents, including deadly crashes over the years. The Sheriff's Office, along with the Hubley Police Department, has stepped up enforcement with additional patrols and traffic stops. Officials say citations have been issued to both local residents and drivers from outside the county for stop sign violations. With M53 construction expected to continue for several more months, authorities are reminding drivers to slow down, obey all traffic controls, and never assume cross traffic will stop before entering the intersection. And we'll return after this word from our sponsor.
Hey, this is Brad Jenks, sales manager at Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And the Ford Summer Sales Event is officially on. Right now, through July 31st, select Ford models qualify for 0% financing for 3 years, plus $1,000 bonus cash. That's on the Bronco Sport, Bronco, Explorer, Ranger, and the F-150. And if you're leasing, these payments are the real deal. Drive a 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend 4x4 for just $398 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Step up to the full-size 2026 Bronco Big Bend 4-door 4x4, only $478 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Move your family into a 2026 Explorer Active with Leather 4x4, $463 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Or get America's best-selling truck, the 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 with a 2.7 EcoBoost, just $516 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Summer savings and a hometown service you only get are here at Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
Payments are using A to Z plan pricing, 10,500 miles per year, $2,000 due at signing on 3 and 4 year terms with trade-in SS and lease renewal. No security deposit required. Current offers end July 31st, 2026.
And we're back with a look at your obituaries for today. On July 18th, Francis Kasiba passed away. Francis Fritz Josephine was born December 15th, 1922. On June 8th, 1945, Fran became Miss Isidore Izzy Kasiba at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Parisville. Fran is survived by her daughters, Mary and Sandy, her grandsons, great-granddaughter, and her sisters. Visitation for Fran's final goodbyes will be on Wednesday, July 22nd, beginning at 10 a.m. until the Mass of Christian Burial at 11:30 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Rapson, following a walk with Fran to her final resting place at the church cemetery. In lieu of flowers or mass offerings, Fran's request your generosity to the St. Thomas Aquinas Outreach Mass, OLLH Catholic School in Harbor Beach, or the St. Joseph Catholic Church Cemetery and Rapson Fund. Arrangements have been handled by the Rapson Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com.
Your car's been loyal. It starts when you ask it to, get you where you need to go, and doesn't ask for much. But this summer, it might be getting replaced. It's time, and change is good, especially when that change is a classic Corvette. Thumb Broadcasting is giving away a bright red 1990 Chevy Corvette with a gray leather interior, pop-up headlights, a digital dashboard, and a removable roof that was made for summer drives. Under the hood, it's got real muscle. 345 pound-feet of torque delivered through a 4-speed automatic transmission, so it looks good and moves good. And if you win, your current car knows exactly where it stands. Errands turn into excuses to drive, commutes feel a little shorter, and the garage suddenly feels like the best room in the house. You can sign up to win at area events all summer long, or listen for your chance to win on WLEW Cruise 102.1 FM, 94.1 FM WHST, and 1340 AM WLEW, the Thumb's hottest country. You must be 18 years or older to enter, no purchase necessary. Your car's done a good job, but competition has arrived.
And we're back with your national and international news. Presidential officials officially kicked off Made in America Week, issuing a proclamation celebrating recent growth in domestic manufacturing and high-tech industrial plant investments. According to official releases, federal trade enforcement and updated labeling rules are driving an unprecedented surge in factory reshoring across the heartland. The administration highlighted federal initiatives designed to crack down on misleading country of origin tags and boost domestic labor. Labor leaders welcome the focus on domestic output, while industry leaders are watching, noting that long-term workforce training programs will be vital to sustain the new domestic factory floors. Andy Burnham formally stepped in to 10 Downing Street today as the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, promising a renewed social contract and sweeping political reforms. Taking leadership amid persistent public sector demands and economic stagnation, Burnham emphasized local regional devolution and green industrial development during his opening address. His appointment marks the 7th prime minister to take the helm in London over a turbulent decade of parliamentarian shifts. Foreign leaders offered congratulations while domestic opposition figures demanded a clear timeline for upcoming budget legislation. The new cabinet is scheduled to convene its first working meeting tomorrow morning. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by McKinsey Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
At McKinsey Jewelers, we believe every story is one of a kind, just like the person you're sharing it with. That's why we don't just offer rings. We can create that one-of-a-kind, custom, handcrafted jewelry that's as special as your relationship. Whether it's an engagement ring, a necklace, or a bracelet, we work closely with you to design that unique piece that truly reflects your love. Imagine the joy of wearing a piece of jewelry that's been thoughtfully designed just for you, capturing the moments that matter the most. And if you have an old design that needs a refresh, we can bring it back to life, turning outdated pieces into timeless treasures. For over 40 years, McKinsey Jewelers has been part of life's most precious milestones. When you choose McKinsey Jewelers, you're not just choosing a jeweler, you're choosing a partner who understands the significance of every detail.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKinsey Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKinsey Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKinsey Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.